Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Carol Larson, delighted to be your host today for today's Lunchtime Classics. And we are featuring Alice Kulin Ellison, a violinist. She graduated from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance with a Bachelor of Music degree in violin performance. And she just graduated this month, on the 2nd of May. And she studied violin there with Aaron Borowski, a 2005 graduate of the Youth Performing Arts School and Manual High School. Alice studied violin with Michael Davis, who is the concertmaster of the Louisville Orchestra. And we're going to hear more about Alice Kulin Ellison in just a moment, but we're going to hear her perform first. This first piece is by Francesco Veracini, and she will be performing with harpsichordist Lisa Lewis. This is the Sonata for Violin and Continuo, written in 1721. And that was violinist Alice Cullen Ellison with harpsichordist Lisa Lewis performing the music of Francesco Veracini. And that was a sonata for violin and continuo. And I'm going to ask Alice to come to the microphone. Her next work is by an American composer who actually was born in 2000. Actually, he wrote this piece in 2005, Sean Yeager. And I heard from a little bird that you, Alice, and Sean studied Suzuki violin at the prep division at the University of Louisville many moons ago, right?
Yes.
And now Sean is now working toward his doctorate in composition at Northwestern University in Chicago. Our next composer, Sean Yeager. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Well, Sean graduated from the University of Michigan as well as I did, but he graduated in 2005 and he composed this piece in 2005 and nobody had ever played it before. So I had a MIDI file to listen to for my recording. And we had some Skype coaching sessions online, a video coaching, because he was in Chicago. So I would play it for him, and then he would give me suggestions of what to do differently.
How interesting,
and
yeah.
We talked about it, and since nobody had ever played it, we got to, you know, work a little bit on certain things as well.
That's wonderful. One of the quotes I would like to quote for you from the composer, he said, "I would like to express my sincere gratitude to Alice for undertaking the difficult task of learning the piece, for premiering it after it laid unperformed for 4 years, and most of all for playing it with such conviction." Well, good for you. So this is by Sean Yeager. It's the Prelude and Fugue for solo violin.
Mm-hmm.
Violinist Alice Cullen Ellison.
Thank you.
Violinist Alice Kulin Ellison performing The Prelude and Fugue by Sean Yeager, written in 2005. Now, a little bit about you, Alice. Thank you, by the way. That is an incredible piece of music, and it's very virtuosically difficult, it seems to me.
Yes,
yes, you agree. She does agree with that. Okay. A little bit about you. We know that you graduated from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance with a Bachelor of Music in Violin Performance. Mm-hmm. And then you also were a 2005 graduate of YPASS, so
yes.
You are a Louisvillian.
Yes.
It's always great to have a Louisvillian here, isn't it?
It's great. My entire life I've lived here.
Well, there you go.
Until college.
And then tell us what you're going to be doing this fall.
This fall I was accepted in the grad program at Manus College, which is part of the New School in New York City. So I will be moving to New York City.
How exciting. Then you're going to pursue your master's degree there?
Yes.
With Lucy Robert.
Robert, yes.
Awesome stuff. And then tell us a little about the Tafel Brook Orchestra in Canada this summer.
Yes, it starts June 4th, and it's a two-week Baroque summer music program. And I don't really know much about what goes on during it, but I know at the end that we get to play with the Tafel Music Orchestra, which
How
is very exciting.
Awesome. With Jean Lemont?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So. That's just fantastic. So you start next Thursday, is that
yes.
the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happen to be in Canada next week. I'll have to look you up. That's wonderful. And so tell us about the next piece you're going to play, the Brahms.
I just really love this piece, and when I was deciding what I wanted to play in my senior recital at Michigan, this was one of the pieces, first off, that was like the first thing I wanted to play was this. It's a great piece. I really love playing it.
It's a gorgeous piece, but is there anything by Brahms that's not gorgeous? I asked the audience. This is the Sonata for Violin and Piano. It's in D minor. It's in five movements. Allegro, Adagio, Un poco presto, and presto agitato. Okay? So we have violinist Alice Kulin Ellison with pianist Frank Richmond.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that was violinist Alice Kulin Ellison with pianist Frank Richmond performing the sonata for violin and piano in D minor here on Lunchtime Classics. Well, I'm Carol Larson. Thank you for joining us today, as usual, for Lunchtime Classics Wednesdays afternoons at on Classical 90.5. We have a couple more Wednesdays, and then we're off for the summer, coming back in the fall. Our audio engineer today is Andy High. Lunch is provided by City Cafe. And do visit us at WUOL.org for a list of upcoming concerts on Louisville's Fine Arts Station. And good afternoon.